I stood in my kitchen with a bowl of soup I couldn't eat, my phone buzzing in my pocket, and I realized I hadn't told a single person I was drowning. I texted one name, "I feel overwhelmed." She replied, "Come over."
Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world full of noise and scrolling, this is a place to slow down and remember why we're here. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
Why do we avoid saying, "I need you"? Why does that sentence feel like failure? Right? Think about it. For many of us, it hides in shame or pride or that old story, "If I can't handle it, I'm less."
Let me give you a little backstory, concrete and messy. It was last November. My calendar was stuffed, my inbox sat at 120 unread, and a cough kept waking me up. I packed lunches, took late calls, and told myself I could handle it. At night, the worry turned into a hum I couldn't sleep through.
I missed a dinner because I said yes to one more thing. When I finally texted that friend, "I feel overwhelmed." Her reply was two words, "Come over." That evening, people arrived with soup, blankets, quiet hands. They didn't fix everything, but they changed the shape of it.
That night taught me something. I stopped thinking asking was failing. I started to see it as a practice. I call it the invitation practice. Tiny invitations that build honest connection and let love move both ways.
Here's the quick psychology. Hiding it makes it worse. Carrying everything alone cramps your heart and your head. Have you felt that hollow, like a small, constant alarm? Invitation normalizes struggle. It takes shame out of the shadows and says, "This is human."
Spiritually, the practice aligns with the simple command many of us know, love your neighbor as yourself. If we truly love ourselves, we stop treating our needs like shameful secrets. Caring for our wounds gently is the same soil from which we can then grow compassion for others.
Relationally, invitations create openings for trust. I once asked for a ride to an appointment. The ride turned into a 20-minute conversation, a shared playlist, a laugh that landed in my chest. Those small shared moments knit people together over time. That is the payoff.
Now, three invitation practices you can try. Simple, low risk, and repeatable. None of them require you to overshare. They're ways to invite care without losing your dignity.
Practice 1. The private invitation. In the morning, say a short sentence to yourself or to God, whatever language you use, like, "I invite help for what I cannot carry today." It's not a to-do list. It's a gentle recognition of need that trains you to notice and name the places where you could use support.
Practice 2, the micro request. Keep it small and specific. Could you check in with me tomorrow? Would you pray with me for 5 minutes? Can you grab an extra loaf when you're at the store? Those tiny asks lower the barrier to connection and make it easy to say yes.
Practice 3, the community offer. Invite help while offering something back. Maybe you need help moving a couch. You bring coffee and cleanup. Maybe you need someone to listen. You offer hospitality another evening. Balancing give and receive keeps relationships healthy.
And please, boundaries matter. Invitation is not permission to overshare with unsafe people. Choose trusted friends, mentors, or professionals. If something feels beyond a single ask, like ongoing depression or trauma, reach out to a clinician or pastoral counselor. Invitation is a step, not a cure-all.
Let's take a short moment to reflect. I want you to listen inwardly. No need to speak out loud. What is one small thing you've been carrying alone? Who is one person you trust enough to invite? If a sentence forms, hold it. If nothing comes, that's okay. This is muscle work, not magic.
If you're willing, try to craft a micro invitation now. Could we talk for 10 minutes this week? Would you be willing to pray with me on Wednesday? Keep it clear, kind, and brief. The aim is connection, not perfection. Over time, these small invitations change the story you tell yourself. You learn your needs are worthy of attention. Asking can be sacred. And when you accept help, you become available to love others better. It's a quiet revolution, turning private need into public care, one simple ask at a time.
A final note about receiving. When someone answers your ask with kindness, practice receiving without immediate repayment. Let the gift land, let it heal you, and later, when you can, look for ways to return that kindness, not because you owe it, but because love multiplies when it's shared.
Thank you for spending this time with me. If one thing stands out, try it today. One small invitation. Send a text, make a micro request, or speak a private sentence of invitation in your morning quiet. Tiny steps open larger paths toward belonging and compassionate living.
If this episode meant something to you, share it with someone who might need encouragement, and subscribe so we can keep building this tender, honest conversation together. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Love who you are and watch the world change.